Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, my friend, and welcome to episode 25 of the Save the Sam podcast. Wow, it's been a really great series this month, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. Today, we're talking all about overachieving and how important it is for us not to do that so exhausting thing of overachieving. So today's title is No Overachieving Allowed. I figured that this was a really great topic for us to dive into, especially if you are a new homeschool stay-at-home mom. This is really, really important for you. One of the things I did when I first started was make all these plans that seemed right at the time that I was making all those plans, but it really just exhausted me at the end of the day. So I want to help you by giving you a couple pointers on how to not overachieve, but have high achievement. I really want us to focus on this one scripture for today as we think about all that we can do in overachieving and what we can do to actually achieve some things that align with our overall goal. So we're going to dive into Romans 8, 26 through 28. And this is going to be our overarching theme as we just carry on into the school year. Romans 8, 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." This is major for us overachieving moms and us underachieving moms and all together. This is major because this helps us to see that no matter how much we achieve throughout our days and throughout our years, and no matter where our seasons have taken us, that all of it will work together for our good. So as we start there, as usual, we're going to touch on five things that pertain to this subject, and then at the end of it, we'll have a takeaway. So let's jump right in. Our first point of the day is, what standards have you set? So a huge part of being an overachiever is that our standards can be off. Maybe we've set some unrealistic standards for ourselves. Some questions we need to ask ourselves when thinking about the standards we have set are as follows. Are your standards realistic? Because you can't be setting someone else's goals for yourself. You have to make sure that the standards that you set for yourself are realistic for you and your tribe and what you're trying to achieve for your family and for your children. So that's one question you want to ask. Also, are they conducive to your goals? At first, when I first started homeschooling, it was really hard to kind of get a balance because I was getting all these different aspects from different people and different resources, all these different things, which is great. However, when it comes to what works for you and your tribe, you have to set goals and standards that are aligned with your overall goal. So when you're thinking of the standard you set for you and your family, you want to think, hey, what do I want to achieve overall? Because that is where you want to start before you set your standard. Another question we want to ask ourselves is, do they fit your family? So you may have standards that do not match your family. We have to make sure that we don't have such high expectations of not only ourselves, but of our family members, that it defeats the purpose of our overall goal. Many times we set standards according to what we can do for our overall team. That doesn't work. We have to be mindful. What can my team do? What's realistic for my team, my family tribe, what we have going on in this season? What works for us now as a family? Not what will work for us in 10 years and what is possible for us in 10 years. We have to think about, hey, do my standards right now in this season fit my family? And do they align with God's truth? So, like we read in Romans 8, all things work together for our good. However, if our standards do not line up with God's will, we can expect for those things that we've chosen to work together for our good. Okay, friend. Good. Point number two for today. You can only do what you can do. And I know this is like probably stepping on some toes and making some people angry, but guess what? You can only do what you can do. I used to be like the queen of doing too much. I will say yes to anything. I would just sign up for every volunteer list. I would try and have kids doing all that's not healthy, number one. Number two, you are only one person and you have a calling on your life that may or may not add up to what you signed up for, what you are trying to achieve. So you can only do what you can do. It's okay to challenge yourself. However, it's not okay to torture yourself. So when you're thinking in your mind, is this something I want to do? Is this going to match the standards that I've set for my family, the goals? Then you say, is this something I can do? Not something you will do, because sometimes we will do a whole lot of stuff that we can't do. So we need to make sure that it's something that we can do personally. And if it doesn't get done, it's okay, right? If our schedule just doesn't allow that thing to happen, it's okay. Move forward, put that thing on the to-do list for tomorrow and move on. A lot of trouble with overachieving mindsets is that it's a struggle to think about the fact that something you have on your list or something that you have on your agenda can't get done in the allotted time that you've given it. However, a healthy mindset says, I have achieved what was necessary for today and I will achieve what's left for tomorrow. So keep that in mind. Remember that forward motion is an achievement. We don't have to be doing all the things. We don't have to accomplish all the things. Have we moved forward? Okay, great. We've made an achievement. All right. Okay. No more torturing yourself with feeling like you have to mark off every little thing on your to-do list. If it doesn't get done by sundown, sister, just let it go. Point number three for today, be okay with what you can do. So it's great. You know your limits, know what you can do, but you have to be okay with that. Much of our problem is that we are not okay with who we are or what we can do. That causes so much inner turmoil and causes us to be overachievers. We're not going to allow that anymore. You are not her and she is not you. And that is okay. And that is a good thing. We have to remember when we are looking at another woman and what she's achieving, it's okay to be encouraged. It is not okay to compare. You have to be realistic with yourself. You have a different family. You have a different goal. You have different children. So be okay with what you can do and don't compare yourself with what she can do. It's really dangerous to get in that zone no matter what season of life you're in as a mother, as a person, as whoever. So don't get caught up in that. What you can do is good enough. So don't torture yourself. You were made for such a time as this. You were fearfully and wonderfully made for your season. You were not made for her season. So set that straight in your mind. What you have been created for is what you've been created for. And what you can do is what you will do. And make that set in your mind. And moving on to point number four, while we're getting on that, guess what? You don't have a need to compare yourself to anybody or to some standard that was set for you because you are the bar setter. Isn't that amazing? Yes, because when you're a stay-at-home mom, guess who's your boss? You and Jesus, okay? So you don't need to worry about a bar that was set for you by anybody else. You set the bar. Set it and don't forget it, right? Not like that other thing, you know, when you're doing crock pot cooking, set it and forget it. No, when you set the bar, set your bar and don't forget it. Because when you know what goal you have in mind, you don't have to worry about, hey, I'm trying to achieve her goal because you already have what's in front of you. So set your bar and don't forget it. Okay, that helps us when it comes to that comparison trap that is out there because with social media, it can have you going bananas about what you can do and what Susie Mae over there is doing. Okay, so when you set it, don't forget it. Set your bar, don't forget it. It's yours. And make achievable goals that challenge you, but make sure they're within your wheelhouse. Don't be over there trying to say, I'm going to make homemade towels when you don't know how to knit. Okay. And if you don't know how to bake, you're not going to have homemade bread every day. So you don't need to set those goals for yourself. Challenge yourself. Do not challenge yourself by trying to be somebody else.
Make goals according to your overall desires and goals, yours and your tribes and your family's goals, not according to someone else. Have your big picture in mind and stick with it, okay? So you can stay on your course and stay on your track because you're running your race, okay? So, and our final point, which I'm so excited about, which has been our point for all of these, and it's okay. Just relax. A huge part of overachieving is we're so uptight. We have this big old idea in our minds, and we are so uptight and stuck to that idea. Guess what, my friend? You can relax, because at the end of the day, the worst thing that can happen is that you will start all over again and have a good chance to achieve again. So you don't need to have that overachieving mindset. All right, my friends, I hope this helped you today. I just want to encourage you in your journey, whether you decide to homeschool or not, this is your season. Take it for what it is. Take charge of it. Do what you can do. Set your standard. Be at your bar and do all that you can do. Today's takeaway: overachieving is exhausting, but making progress is rewarding. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much, God, that you have given us each other to encourage and to push each other into your arms. Lord, we just thank you that you've given us children to rear and arrows to guide. Lord, you are so good. And we know that you can give us what we need to set the bars that are necessary for our families and to achieve the goals that you have put in us to achieve. God, I bind up every spirit that would cause us to compare ourselves to another mom. Lord, and I just ask that you would help us to be comfortable in the shoes that you've given us to wear. And we know, God, that you are working all things together for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, I hope this blessed you today. And I'm so excited for you to join me for our final week of homeschooling, where we talk about sharing what you have. Because I know and you know that when a friend shares some valuable information with us, it's encouraging and it blesses us and it takes us to levels that we didn't know we could go. Have an amazing day. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at Save the Sam.